Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
It's interesting to note that in the last six meetings with Northwestern, the average win margin has been just over 6 points a game. And unfortunately, two of those were Hoosier losses. Final regular season road game tonight, 7 o'clock, Welch Ryan Arena in Evanston against Chris Collins' Cats, who have, well, their best conference win streak going, three straight in 3 years. No easy task, but that said, discipline in the offensive selection of shots tonight could keep, well, the Hoosiers in the hunt for one of the league's top four spots. And as Coach Tom was telling us, we just can't go in there and start manufacturing shots against the Cats, who have been really playing solidly at both ends.
Number one thing for us is to get through the paint. Mm. And so we want to get to the rim. We want to put pressure on the rim. We want to be able to get to the free throw line. And we play not only at the rim, but we're trying to get a lot of cutting going when the ball is being driven. So, with that creates help situations when you're getting the ball in the paint. And that gives us a chance to play to our strength, which is a three-point shot. So the bottom line is getting clean, separated space shots, not shots that you have to manufacture, and shots that are challenged. And a lot of times when you're sitting there in that 10, 12, 14, 15-foot range, those shots are going to be challenged. So if you're creating some help in that situation when you drive it there, let's make the kick for the open three-point shot. That's really what it's been more than anything else.
Well, Coach Tom's Hoosiers are ranked third this week nationally in three-point shooting success, just over 41% on an average of 9 hits per game, which is 9th nationally. Big Ten Network at 7 o'clock. Game 2 on a light Wednesday night card, Illinois at Iowa. In the zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls at 6. They'll break down the game as well. I'm Joe Smith.
Let's go. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, as we mentioned earlier today, and as Coach Tom Crean was mentioning, shot selection, be it through the paint or behind the line, have to be fundamentally sound tonight, because as well as IU shoots the three,
they're defending the three at a much higher level. They're not fouling because of the zone in so many areas. I mean, they've cut down their opponent's free throw attempts in a big way. And they're very comfortable offensively. They're getting very good spacing. They're very comfortable shooting threes, and they run a lot of really good actions. So they're playing with a ton of confidence on both ends of the floor. We're looking forward to it. I mean, it's a great environment, and they'll have a lot of fans. I'm sure we'll have a lot of Indiana fans in the building. Chris and Brian and that entire staff are doing a tremendous job with a fairly young team. They've got some veterans, but they've also got some young guys that are playing extremely well. So we're looking forward to it. And if it's a zone, you know, we've got to do a great job of moving the ball and be ready to knock down threes. And if it's man-to-man, we've got to do a great job of moving the ball and be ready to knock down threes. So no matter what we see, we've got to be in a position where the ball is moving. We're doing a great job in transition defense, trying to limit them to one shot and taking what the defense gives us.
Well, that is probably the storyline right there, and we'll see what develops later tonight. By the way, Iowa 8-6 hosts the 7-7 Fighting Illini tonight in Iowa City after our 7 o'clock game on the Big Ten Network. First meeting of those two, much like this one tonight, we'll tip it at 7:05 Welch Ryan Arena. Don't forget, in the zone, Dave and Glass in your calls at 6. They'll take a peek or two at the game tonight as well. I'm Joe Smith.